For nothing, nothing, nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing will be impossible with God. Not a thing. Not a single thing. Oh, come on, you must be kidding. No, I'm not. Nothing will be impossible with God. These words coming from the Archangel Gabriel this evening, these words spoken to Mary that night, these words spoken to us tonight, bring hope, bring joy, bring expectation, and bring wonder. Nothing is impossible for God. We go through our lives sometimes wondering what's going to happen next. In fact, often wondering what's going to happen next. Sometimes it seems like it's just a never-ending stream of problems. Family problems, work problems, friend problems. Someone just recently told me that they lost their job, their wife walked out on them, and their friends abandoned them, all in the measure of 1 week. Nothing is impossible for God. Oh, you've got to be crazy, Greg. Yes, I guess I am crazy. Because I believe in the God for whom nothing is impossible. I believe that this God who created the heavens and the earth, this God who fashioned the stars up in the sky, this God who created this world and those who live in it, this God who fashioned the glories of creation, this God who did all of this, for this God, nothing is impossible. There is no miracle too great, no wonder beyond imagination that God cannot do. There is nothing that faces us that God cannot move into, to touch and transform, to change, to mold. There is no person who has ever lived who is beyond God's use or God's call. That's true for us today, and that was true for Mary over 2,000 years ago. Mary was a young girl, younger than you. Or about your age, maybe. Mary was a young girl, just on the cusp of turning into a woman. The Greek uses the word parthenos for her, a virgin. But the Hebrew word used here is ha'alma. And ha'alma means a young maiden just on the verge or the cusp of being capable of conceiving a child. Not yet able to do it on her own, but getting to that point in her maturity where she could possibly, maybe, just maybe be old enough to have a child. How can this be with me, she says to Gabriel, for I am a ha'alma. I am a young maiden, a virgin, never having known a man, and for whom giving birth would be a miracle. How can this be with me? And Gabriel's answer is his answer to us tonight as well. The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High." That word power is an interesting word. The Greek word that it's based upon is dunamis. And we get the word dynamite from dunamis. The explosive energy and power of God. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. will cast a shadow upon you, will put you into a shadow, will overcome or shadow you, will cover you, will protect you, will shield you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will be like a deflector shield for you. It will cover and protect you. But most importantly, it will cover and protect you to make it possible for you to do this. By your own strength and ability, you can't. But with the Holy Spirit and the power of the Most High overshadowing you, shielding you, protecting you, you can. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, because of this, the child to be born will be holy, agios, set apart. He will be called Son of God. Gabriel, you know, this is an awful tall order. I don't think so. I think I'll take a pass. Include me out. Let me do something else. Go down the street and pick on the girl down there. Don't bother me with this. I've been betrothed to Joseph. This is going to screw up all our plans. I don't want to. She could have said those things. She could have said, not me, choose her. But she didn't. She said, here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. She could have said no. God comes to us with a calling. God comes to us and calls us to proclaim the light and the love of God to all. God comes to us and calls us to proclaim the Prince of Peace. And we too can say, "Not sorry, I've got more important things to do. I got to go to work. I got to earn money. I got to go on vacation." Choose somebody else to share the love of God with others. Choose somebody else to proclaim the Prince of Peace. Choose somebody else to share Jesus with the last and the least and the lost. I've got other things to do tonight. Mary could have said no, but she didn't. Mary could have said no, but she didn't. She opened herself to God. She opened herself to the Holy Spirit. She opened her womb to God, and God came and dwelt within her. She conceived the very Word of God within her womb. And she, 9 months later, gave birth to not just a baby boy, which is a miracle in and of itself. Any baby is a miracle. Every baby is a miracle. But she gave birth to God incarnate in human flesh. In a minute we will sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And in that verse 2 it says, Christ, by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb, veiled in flesh, veiled, covered in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity in Jesus of Nazareth, in this little baby born in Bethlehem of Judea. The Godhead is dwelling, veiled in flesh. What probably was a crying bag that we call a baby. I often wonder about that. I mean, Jesus, I mean, he's a human baby boy. What do baby boys do? Chuck, when you had a baby boy, what did he do a lot of? He screamed, and he did something else, didn't he? You smell it across the house, couldn't you? Not fun. That's what baby boys do. That's what baby girls do. Veiled in that flesh. The Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity.
And his dirty wrappers, too, dirty diapers, too. Yep. Yeah. Well, you hail him. Joseph, I don't want to do with it tonight. Yeah. My brothers and sisters. She could have said no. But she didn't. She said yes. And in doing so, she set a pattern for each and every one of us. Because you see, Gabriel, God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, comes to us tonight and offers us a mission. And for us, normally, I guess it would be a mission impossible. But because of the power of the Holy Spirit, because of the power of the Most High, overshadowing us like the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, because of God's presence, it's a mission that becomes possible for us, just as it became possible for Mary. Because of the Holy Spirit coming upon us and the power of the Most High overshadowing us, we too may receive into the womb of our hearts the Christ child anew and afresh, and then share him with a broken and hurting world. One of my favorite icons of Mary and Jesus, it has Mary offering her child to the viewer, to the person watching and looking at the icon. She's sitting there with her hand out offering Jesus to you. We too are called now to open the wombs of our hearts and by faith conceive afresh and anew Christ Jesus our Lord, to then share with a broken and hurting world, to receive anew and afresh the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords, and to share Him with a broken and hurting world that needs to hear the good news that God is right here. God is not watching us from a distance. God is right here in our midst, in our sisters and brothers in the pews. God is right here in our midst in the story tonight in a little baby in Bethlehem of Judea. God is in our midst and we are called to share Him with all. My prayer for us in this Christmas season, my prayer for us tonight and tomorrow and the next day, and on through the end of this year and on into next year, my prayer for us is that we would proclaim the good news of the real presence of Jesus Christ our Lord in our midst, and that we would then share this real presence with others, welcoming all, every single person in through those doors into this family of faith, and going out to share with all those who will never darken these doors the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're called to welcome all into the family of God. And we're called to go out and share the love of God with a world that needs to hear this good news. Mary lived in a tough world, a harsh world, a world that was governed by Herod the Great, a world that was influenced and governed by the Roman Empire, a world that knew not peace, not the peace of God. And Mary gave birth to the Prince of Peace so that the world might know peace. We are called to share that same Prince of Peace with the same world that knows harsh governments, war, hunger, oppression, injustice, and evil. We are called to confront this world with that same Christ child, with that same incarnate God, Jesus. And that same incarnate God, Jesus Christ, overcomes this evil world. This evening, my brothers and sisters, as you come to the table of the Lord and receive anew and afresh
the real presence of Jesus Christ our Lord, I invite you to be overshadowed by the almighty power of God, to have the Holy Spirit come into your lives, and to be transformed by the very love of God, so that when we go out into this world, we can share that love with all. Come and receive and be transformed, transfigured, enabled, overshadowed to go out and share Jesus with all. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Holy Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the giver of life, love, joy, and peace. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, Master of all that was and is to come. You formed us in the elements of all eternity. Speaking your word of grace, you created us and breathed into us the breath of life, giving us your very image and calling us to a new relationship with each other and with you. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise you for this glorious night in which we remember and celebrate the incarnation and birth of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. His coming was foretold by the Hebrew prophets, announced by the Archangel Gabriel, and humbly accepted by Mary and Joseph, who submitted themselves to God's calling to share the eternal light of the love of Christ with the world. Our Lord was conceived by faith, accepted by faith, recognized by faith, and proclaimed by faith. Elizabeth and her unborn son, who would become John the Baptist, recognized him while he was still in his mother's womb. Shepherds were drawn to the sight of his birth in Bethlehem of Judea, and the heavenly host of angels sang of his glory. We join their songs of praise this night, opening our hearts and mouths to proclaim, He is born! Christ Jesus is born! Our Lord Emmanuel is born in our hearts afresh this night, and we, like Mary and Joseph, are called to share him with a broken and hurting world. Christ is our light, our hope, our joy, and our peace. And in his abiding presence, we experience acceptance, forgiveness, and transformation as we approach your throne of mercy and grace. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave the cup to his disciples and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ is God. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ. that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. By Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body, for we all partake the one loaf. The bread which we break, it is indeed a means of sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks, it is indeed a means of sharing in the outpoured blood of Christ.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of Northgate United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2011 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at Northgate United Methodist Church, 3700 West Northgate Drive, Irving, Texas, 75062. This program was produced by Dr. Gregory Neal.